Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about lien property that your heavy equipment was on. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And remember, when you're liening a property, it's because you have machines on there that people owe you money that have not paid you. All right, here we go. There's always a danger that you will not be paid for the work from a person for whom you are working. This can result in huge loss for your company as you have to pay dues to your employees, which is quite obvious, not going to be a meager amount. If you are unable to collect the money from the guy from whom you have been working, then it will lead to big problems for you as well for your company. In order to avoid this loss, you can place a lien on the property that your heavy equipment was on. Placing a lien will ensure that you have the right to dispose of your property after completion of work to any third party if you are not paid for the work. In case you dispose it off, you will be able to get your dues paid or get your wages. In turn, you can even pay the dues or the money of your employees that is liable on that for you, which is pay your employees. We will be discussing the reasons on which you can place a lien on a property your heavy equipment has been working. Number one, being paid slowly or not on time. This is one indication where you should act and act fast in placing a lien on a property. If you paid fairly, slow, or not paid in time, it only indicates that the person is either not interested in paying you the entire sum and is paying you a bit so that you can continue work. Once it's done, he or she can just shrug you off the responsibility to pay the entire sum of the work. Many small construction companies have suffered huge losses as they have failed to put a lien on the property and is finally result in non-payment of their dues, which is money that is owed to them. You may not have much to do later once you are done with the work, so you got to place that lien on the property. You have to get off the place with your machine as you have to take care of business other business as well, so you got to make money. Next, the project giver disputing your work time and again. This is another usual instance that many construction companies experience in their career span. The person for whom they are working will come out with a very lame and silly reason and will make a huge mo of a mountain. You may not know if you're going to do it so that they do not have to pay you the promised sum, or you're generally unhappy with your work. It is recommended that you take their feedback and work per their needs, but they still complain and threaten not to pay you. Putting a lien on their property should be the next step that you should take to protect your rights. And finally, small contractors not getting paid by project owners. At times, small contractors who do not own the project directly and work for someone else are also at risk of not getting paid by the project owner. They can also place a lien on the property and ensure that they are paid in full for their work. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.